We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the two dots of Meiz and Aleihem. It says in our Mishnah that those animals that go out with a collar, they're allowed to go out on Shabbos, and then it says that, you know, comes in with a Zayit Gezach, that when if those collars become Tomei, you could spritz the Parah Aduma water while it's on its neck, and also they could be toivel while it's on the neck. And Tosis actually over here says that the chiddush is they allow to spritz Parah Aduma on these rings while it's on the neck, and you're not worried it might go on the behemoth, because if it goes on the behemoth, the halach is that passes up the rest of the juice that's on the ezer, it's on the stalk. So the chiddush is you're not worried about that. But like upon him, it says that, it becomes tame, and you could spritz on it from the Parah Aduma while it's on the behemoth, and also you could be tovel with it. You could bring it to mikvah on the behemoth. It sounds like from here that the ring that's on the neck of the behemoth can be kabel tuma. I'm learning to the Mishnah in Kalim, Tabas Adam Tameya. A ring of a person, you know, a lady's ring is tamei. Why? And Rashi explains because the pasuk says, and by the parasha of Midian, the tachshitim, which are jewelry, those things are makabel tuma. But dafka jewelry of people, jewelry of behemoths is not makabel tuma. And the Mishnah says tabas adam is tamei, but tabas behema, a ring from a behema, the kalim, or a ring of kalim. Like sometimes you used to put a little ring at the end of a pot to hang up on a hook. The shar kol tabois and all other rings are tahar, and the reason is because those rings are not tachshitim, they're not jewelry, and only you find in Torah jewelry of a person is a tamei, not jewelry of an animal, and not a ring of a keli. Rashi does speak out that while the ring is attached to the keli, if it becomes tamei, then it will become tamei also, because there it's part of the keli. But the ring by itself, as a thing by itself, is not tamei. So the question is, how did the collar of the behemoth get tamei if a ring of an animal is not mekabel tuma? So Gemara is tuma halchim. Omer Rav Yitzchak beboim ne'odom le'behema. We're talking about a ring that was used for a person, and now you started using it for the behema, and it became tame while you used it for the adam. It became tame while you used it for the adam. So then it's mekabel tuma. Now using it for behema, but it was a ring of a person. That's the case. A ring from a human. Rav Yosef a different shot. Since he used this ring to schlep the behemoth, therefore it's called a shtamshus la'adam. And since it's called shtamshus la'adam, therefore it's metame, it becomes tame. It's called a kli of a person. And a right to that, if you have a metal rod that you use as a stick to hit the behemoth, what's the reason? Since a person hits the behemoth with it, since the person schleps the behemoth with this ring, therefore it's mekabel tuma. Now, why did the Braisa pick a metal stick? So Rashi explains, because if it be a wooden stick, it would not be mekabel tuma, because halacha is a pshute kliyetz. We learned earlier in the Masechta, a pshute kliyetz, a straight keli, it's not mekabel tuma. It has to have a base kibble. But a matchis, a pshute kli matchis, is mekabel tuma, and therefore a stick that you use to hit the behemoth is mekabel tuma. Aye, what's the use? It's a fair behemoth. Teretzis, it's an adam, has use from it, it's mekabel tuma. Here also the ring is mekabel tuma, because it has use for the adam. So it's two pshatim. Either it was a human's ring, and then it gave it to the behemoth. That's why it's mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tuma while it belonged to the adam. Or, Dr. Yosef, pshat is, since it's meshamish adam, it's mekabel tuma. Zokta maravai. It says, v'tayvel mekayman. You can retayvel it while it's on. There's a chatzitza. So it's like it's Rashi and Tosfos, what we're talking about over here. According to Rashi, the behemoth had a collar, and on the collar was a ring attached to the collar. And that's where you put the string through. And what the whole discussion over here is that ring attached to the collar. And the Gemara's kasha is that ring is very tight on the collar, and therefore it's a chatzitza, because not the whole ring will get tvila, because it's very tightly attached to the collar. Tosfos learns that the collar itself is the thing that's mekabel tuma, and that is tight around the neck of the behemoth. That's how Tosfos learns. So either chatzitza, either because the collar itself is tight, or the ring attached to the collar is tight. That's what Rashi learns. Amar Rav Ami b'shiritkan. The kasha was that it's a chatzitza because it's tight. Rav Ami said you banged it out and you widened it a little bit, so the ring was not tight over the collar, or the collar wasn't tight anymore. That's what Rav Ami said. Maybe it would sound like the Rav Ami holds like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one who said before that it's mekabel tumah since it's used for the Adam to schlep the behema, so it's mekabel tumah. If you learned like Rav Yitzchak, that really was a person's decoration, a person's jewelry, and then it became behema's jewelry. That came from a noy Adam to noy behema. Kimin the risk on once you bang it out, it doesn't need tefillin anymore. Avu b'maisa parch letumah minayu. You already broke it open and it can't be used for Adam anymore. And now it's only used with behema because I widened it, I smashed it. So that alone should take away the tumah. I made it ois keli. If the whole reason it's mekabel tumah is because it's really a tabas adam, once I break it, I made it not a tabas adam anymore. And therefore, that alone should take away the tumah. The tanan kol hakelim yoredim letumas machshava. To make something tumah, it could be machshava. That means to make it into a kli. I could just think, you know, I'm using it like this, then it's finished. That's called a finished kli, and machshav already can make a tumah. But to take something out of a tumah needs a maisa. And here you have a shino maisa. Here you did a maisa, you broke it. So if you held like Rav Yitzchak, that we're talking about a noy adam, once you banged it, you made it ois keli. So it must be holds like Rav Yosef, that even though it's a behemoth keli, it can become tumah, because a person schleps the behemoth with it. So no. Here when you bang it out, it won't be called a shino maisa. To make it not a keli, because here you were doing this maisa to make a tikkun, to make it able to be toivlet. So look, Rav Yehuda, a maisa l'sakin lav maisu. When it's a maisa that's fixing up the situation, it's not called a maisa to vatal it from tumah. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda, even though almost shina maisa l'sakin el l'kalkal. The only dinner shina maisa is only if you makalkal it, you ruin it. But if you make it better, there is no shina maisa that makes it not tumah. So the first mahalach. To answer the problem of chatzitza was, you risk and you banged it out. Mastita tali different tares, mechulalim. The case of our Mishnah, it says you can be toivel with the collar on the behema. There, I was talking about it was loose. If it was loose, therefore it's not a chatzitza. And Rashi learns that the ring was loose around the collar, and Tosa learns the whole collar was loose around the neck of the behema. So the Gemara writes, Shal Talmud Echa Megol El Yonos Rabbi Eliezer. A certain Talmud from the Gol Elyon asked Rabbi Eliezer, and he told him, "Shemati, I heard shecholkim bin tabas tabas. There's a difference between two type of rings." Omaloi, so he answered him, "Shemalo shemati only on Shabbos. The only time I ever heard of a chilek is difference between two rings only by Shabbos. The ilayim tuma dava da achasi, dava da chadahi. They're both the same. By tuma, all rings are the same. All rings are created equal." And what does it mean by Shabbos, the difference between a tabas and a tabas? And Rashi speaks out that we'll see later on, there's a difference between a tabas, a ring that has a signet on it, like a signature part to it, and a ring that doesn't have a signature part to it. We'll see, maybe the pshat is the one is more of a piece of jewelry than not. And we'll see later on, Rashi says, you'll see later on, Daphne test the chilek. He says, I only heard a chilek between tabas, for Shabbos, but not like Abay Tumma. That's what he answered him, that's what Rabbi Eliezer answered him. Freit the Gemara, Alina Tumma, Dovda Achasi, all rings are equal. Regarding Tumah, Vatanan, we learned it in the Mishnah, we just learned it earlier today. Vatanan, Tabas Adam Tameya, a Tabas of a person becomes Tameh. V'tabas Behemah V'Kelim V'Shar Kol HaTabah is Tahiris. All other rings of a Behemah or of Kelim are Tahiris because they're not jewelry. So there's a difference in the rings. What are you saying? There's no difference in two different rings? Zach the Gemara, Ki Kamalei Iunami, the Adam Kamalei. He's saying, by a person's ring, by Shabbos, there can be the two different type of rings of a human, with a chosim, without a chosim. But by tumo, every ring of a person is the same. They're both the kabbal tumo. Freit the Gemara of the Adam Dav da Achasi, even a person's ring, a human's ring, is all the same. Vatayun ter Braisa, Tabash, Shaskinu lachba ba mosnov. If you created, you fashioned a ring to use as a buckle, to tie your belt. Or Lakashabai Bank Seifa, or to tie, those days they tied up their sleeves. The sleeves were a separate entity of their beged, and they tied the sleeves over their shoulder with a ring. So it says in the Braisa that those Taba'as are Tahira, because they're not a decoration, and they're just helping out the Ritzua, they're helping out the belt. And Rashi speaks that if it's attached to the belt, it's Mekabel Tumah, but by itself, it's nothing. It's not a piece of jewelry, and it just services a belt, it's nothing. So you see, there's difference in two rings. A ring that's on the finger is matama, but a ring that's used as a buckle is not matama. That's the Bryce says. Only a ring that goes over the finger, a finger ring, is tame. So even by a tabas adam, we see by tuma chilek. So the Gemara, ki kamale, when he said there was no chilek, iunami de etzpa kamale. He was saying a finger ring, there is no difference between a finger ring by tuma. Every finger ring is makabel tuma. Masha enkin legabe Shabbos, there's a difference between finger rings. Frank the Gemara, the etzpa adam da achasi, even regabe your finger ring, I'll tell you a difference. But tonight we'll enter the Mishnah. If the ring is made out of metal, you know, gold, silver, copper, platinum, and the choisev is made out of very fancy type of wood, then it's tamehi. It's tamei. Why? Because even though it's not a base kibble, metal, even a pshute metal, is tamei. But if it's made out of wood, the ring's made out of wood, the choisev shal matchis, and the choisev is made out of metal, the tahira, it's tahar. Why? Because the main ring is made out of wood, and it's a pshute kliyetz, it's not makabel tuma. So again, you see, even in a finger ring of a man, or a lady, of a human, it's also a chilek between tuma, between tabas. So the no, ki kamal iunami, kula shal matchis kamal. He's saying you have a metal ring, there is no difference between metal rings. And by Shabbos, there is a difference. If it has a chosim, it does not have a chosim. That's what comes out. We really narrowed it down. But the Maaseh was saying is that by a metal ring, finger ring of a human, there is no difference by Tumah, and there is a difference by Shabbos. Another type of Shaila, but by a different thing. And this will be by a needle. Another question, yes. Shemati shechalukim me'machat l'machat. I heard that regarding Shabbos, there's a difference between needles. And Rashi explains that there's a needle used for sewing. If you go out with that on Shabbos, it's haitzah, it's carrying. But if you go out with a needle that's like a pin, and that's a piece of jewelry, that's only with a rabbanon because you might take it off. But that's not the haitzah deraisa. There's a difference between different needles. Maybe you only heard there's a difference between needles regarding Shabbos. There's a needle that's made for sewing, which is haitzah, and there's a needle that's made as a pin, and that's a decoration, that's a tachshit, that's a jewelry, and that's not a chayiv chatas on Shabbos. The Ilir in Yitumah, he told him, because if regarding Tumah, Dovah da'achasi, all needles are equal regarding Tumah. Freit the Gemara, in Tumah, Dovah da'achasi, is that true? Regarding Tumah, all needles are exactly alike? Vatnah, we went to the Mishnah, Machash nitl chura. If you have a needle that its hole on top, the thread hole on top, Uksa, or the sharp end on the other end, were taken off, it's tahira. It's mutter. So you see, there is a difference. The tahira is not tame. It can't become tame. So you see, in needles, a needle that's complete and whole is bekabel tuma. A needle that's broken, either the top or the bottom is broken, it's tar. So there is a difference in needles. Be'machal amachal legabe tuma. Zach the Gemara ki kamalei b'shleima. He's saying by a whole, a complete needle, there's no difference by tumah between needle to needle. Mashenik and Shabbos is the difference. Right, the Gemara of Shleima Dovah Da'achasi, by a whole needle, a complete needle, they're the same regarding tumah. But now into the Mishnah, machat shehelsa chaluda, a machat that are very rusty. Im akev is a tvira, if it affects the sewing tahira, it's not a makabel tumah. Why? Because it's not a good needle. Vim lav tameya, but if it does not affect the sewing, then it's tameya. V'amid Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai explains something here, which is no shachas at a kasha, but V'amid Rav Yanai, v'ruch reshuma nikar. So it's two pshat in Rashi what he means. Either he means like this, that it's tamei when it still works, is only if he still could see the needle, but if it's completely covered with rust, then it's not makavel tuma. Or it's going on the ratio of this Mishnah, that if it's ma'ake v'satfira, if it affects the sewing, it's tahar, is only if it affects the sewing by making the clothing rusty, reshuma nikar, then it's no good. But if it doesn't make it rusty, then you could use it, and it is mekabel tuma. Like upon him, the question of the Gemara is that you find, even by a needle, there's a difference between two needles. If it has rust, it's not mekabel tuma. If it's not rusty, then it is mekabel tuma. So the Gemara, kikomalei v'shifa. He was talking about a not rusty needle, a needle that was smeared with lime, it does not become rusty. So that's where he said there's no difference by tuma between needle to needle. Ki kamle v'shiva kamle. Right, the Gemara v'shiva dava da'achasi, even by a clean and complete needle, Are they the same regarding Tumah? V'atayim went to the Braisa. Machat, you have a needle. Bein the kuva, bein the kuva, mutl talat v'shabbos. Even before you made the hole, it's mutl talat v'shabbos, because you can use it to take out a splinter. L'armin in the kuva, we only said, the Braisa says, the only time we said it needs a hole, ele'in tumah v'vad, to makabel tumah. So you see here, you have a complete needle, it's not rusty. And if it has a hole in it, a hole to put the thread, then it's makabel tumah. If there's no hole, it's not makabel tumah. So again, you see there is a difference in needle to needle by makabalas tumah. And for the Gemara, Hatergama Abaya, leave the Rava, but Galmi. Abaya, Taich Svi Rava, later on in the Masechta, they're talking about there, this is still a Galmi. He's talking about it was being made, it was being created still, it was not finished yet. And therefore, there it's not makabel tumah because it was not finished product yet. If something's not a finished product, it's not makabel tumah, even if it's usable. But like tumah has to be a finished product. And here we're saying there's no difference in macha lamacha, it means a finished product, not while it's being made. And gomi means in the process of production, that's when there's a difference. Before you put a hole in it, it's not makabel tumah. Masheikin gavi Shabbos, it could metaltle it. Why? Because you could use it for a splinter. And Rashi explains sometimes you do leave it like that. But regarding tumah, it has to be completed. And therefore, lemaisa, a complete machat that's clean and it's finished, there's no difference between macha lamacha regarding tumah. And regarding Shabbos, there's a difference. Because if it's a jewelry, it does not need a hole and you go out, it's a piece of jewelry, and you go out with it on Shabbos, you're not chayiv. But if it's a sewing needle, then if you go out with it, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos.